Hello and welcome to the Comic Crusade. I'm Nick.
I'm Luke.
And I'm Brian.
Welcome to 2021, everybody. It's
New
a new
year.
year. We survived a whole year, pretty much, with this
Pretty
podcast.
bad year.
We survived the greatest
Hope it's a
year.
pretty okay year this time. So,
Yeah.
ask him for money.
That'll go to, that year will go down in the history books, and they'll be like, wow, 2021 was really crazy, but at least we got the Comic Crusade. At least that was
Exactly.
born.
I was about to say, it's like everything was trash except three guys started this comic podcast, save the world, you know?
Yeah.
It's a little
We
over
all
dramatic.
no, they I think there'll be like a little paragraph, right? Like,
You have a
God,
history
remember
book about it, yeah.
the Great Monster Musume episode will go down in history. But that's last year. We don't want look, fuck last year. We don't care. That's all in the past now. We're only in the future. And that's why
Yeah, exactly.
we're talking about a series we've done like four episodes on. Because we're only looking for the future. We're finishing
And
up
that's all
Chainsaw Man.
talk about the past, yeah. All we're gonna do today is talk about the past because we're only doing like 8 issues because that's the last 8. Not
Yeah.
much content in the last 8, but
So yeah, like look, listeners, I know. Last time we did Chainsaw Man, we were like approaching the end, and I said like bravely, I'm like, yeah, when it finishes, we'll do an episode. And I thought, they'd give us another 2 volumes, probably another like 20 chapters, who knows? It ended like less than 10 chapters. So
That's pretty unusual for a shonen, I feel like. You know what I mean? It's like usually they drag it out. They drag out the ending for like 2 years. They get all you can out of it.
Yeah, they, me and Brian were shocked. We were shook to our very core when we heard it was ending. I know Brian literally called me crying, just weeping
Just
in
Brian is
tears.
just sobbing, straight sobbing.
Straight sobbing,
Brian
exactly.
Waterworks, yeah.
is a very strong man. I've never heard him cry, but when they announced the end of Chainsaw Man, he wept.
Look, every man has his limits, okay?
So, but look, yeah, that happened. They announced it. And then they, after it ended, they're like, oh, this is the end of part one. We're gonna do more. So we all, after Brian wept, he sucked those tears right back up. Immediately, he
Wept
activated
tears
his.
of joy. He cried
Yeah.
again, but tears of joy.
Yeah, but
Exactly.
he wanted to cry the same tears because he doesn't have that many to you. So, that happened. And now we're here. And that just leads us right to this episode that you're listening to because we gotta finish. I guess most of this episode not going to be about the ending because I guess we're just going to finish the ending and then just talk about the whole part one. Maybe our hopes and dreams for part two. Well, yeah, who knows? Look,
My fear part two, because I
yeah, the
feel like
big
it's going
fears.
a yeah.
But you know how the show goes by now. And if you don't, then just listen and you'll find out.
Yeah.
So, quick recap. Chainsaw Man, he's badass action hero. He's a chainsaw demon. He fights other demons.
He's
Last time
cool.
we saw him,
Frozen Sun, you know.
yeah, he's the American Chainsaw Man, but he's not because he's in Japan. Turns out the person who's been, handling him and helping him out the whole time, Makima, has been the big villain. Who would have thunk? So we left off and they were fighting, and
Too. Who would have thought?
who would have thought she was so hot? She can't be evil. Well, here's a thought: evil characters who are hot are never truly evil. The creators always find a way to make them like redeemable or like morally gray.
Let me try to think of somebody.
Sasuke, Itachi.
Oh, you're talking about boys here. Oh, I'm
Oh, I'm talking
sorry.
about both. Either
Oh,
or.
okay, then I'll talk about like Ukiyora, you know, Bleach. That's pretty.
Yeah.
And make him out as like a conflicted character. Same with Grimmjow. He's kind of like, oh, I'm super cool and stuff. You know, I do this for fun. You know, I
It's
kind of.
every series does it. It's literally, if you have a villain, they like it and they commit like hated war crimes in part one, but then in part two they're popular. You have to make them, you're like, oh shit.
That's true. If they get number two, at least number two in the Shonen Jump poll for favorite character. The author's gonna have to rewrite them here.
Manga is the biggest, I think, perpetrator of this, where they will take a villain who is done horrible, awful, no good, downright bad things, and then say, well, the people like them because they're so attractive. Actually, they were sad and they did it for love, but they still committed the war crimes.
That's all
Now,
fine and dandy, but you're still going to jail, you know?
and my point in bringing this up is they
Yeah.
do this for Makima, but they don't. They go, it's pretty sad we have to kill her, but never once do they go, we're not going to do it, or they hesitate. They brutally... So look, the end of this is, as we left off, Denji's fighting her. He fights. Power comes back for a split second to do a heroic sacrifice.
And... Yeah, so she doesn't really come back, so she does die. So you lied to...
I did lie to you. I'm sorry. Brian made me do it. He had a gun to my head. I would never lie to you, Luke, yeah, but Brian made me.
Your emotions in check, you know?
Chainsaw Man makes a man do things, you know, that you usually wouldn't.
It's just very passionate, you know?
Yeah. So after Power, everyone's favorite character comes back. She does a heroic sacrifice, but then she also sequel baits, where she goes, if you ever really did want to bring my character back, here's how you would do it. And she lays it out. Here's how you bring Power back in any form of sequel. Not that we're getting a sequel, but they are. So, you know, there's a clear plan where she's like, if you go to hell and find the Blood Devil, I'm pretty sure you could just do Power again. So, cool.
Number one in the poll, remember? So, they're going to bring it back.
But she's not evil. She has not done any malicious acts. She's done some bad, stupid acts, but she's never really...
It doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter if they're bad. It doesn't... I mean... Like, if they're popular enough, they're not going to just get rid of them, I feel like. I feel like that's the way with any show or book or anything. Like, if the characters are really popular, then they're not going to kill them off because then people will stop reading, you know?
I mean, perfect example, another example, Aizen from Bleach. He was so hot that they made up a rule where they can't kill him, and they just put him in the corner until they needed him in the last, like, arc. And then they brought him back and let, like, Nazi scientist, war criminal Aizen out. To like help.
Clown.
He's not a clown, he's the whole circus. But but yeah, so there's plenty of examples of that. But you know, Denji fights Makima and he ultimately wins because reasons, right? Like, look, if you want the exact specific minute details of why our hero ultimately gets the upper hand and wins this battle against the villain, go read it.
It's kind of like I didn't get it. They didn't really give a good explanation. Like, most of the time, they gave good explanations throughout the series about, like, what's going on here. Like, it's good an explanation they can give from people who just, like, have devils in their bodies. But this one, they're just like, I didn't really get it. They ate a bunch of food. And they're like, ah, we did it. We ate.
The world is saved. It's pretty much, I'm almost 100% sure, and we've mentioned this before in the fucking 20 Chainsaw Man episodes we've done. But Makima has a special thing where part of her devil contract, where she is the control devil, you know, people hate control and they fear that. Cool. Part of her contract is anytime she gets injured or gets killed, it goes to somebody else in Japan, another Japanese citizen. So theoretically, you know, you shouldn't be able to kill that. So what Denji does is he uses a special paint chainsaw made up of Power's blood that's stronger, you know, so when he attacks her, she can't heal as quick. And then he cuts her up into little pieces, fries her up in this, like, stir fry and eats her. And since Denji never hated her, and he was doing this to, like, out of love, she doesn't regenerate. And that's, they pretty much, even the fucking characters go, I'm not really sure why this worked, but it did. Let's leave it at that. And then they look at the camera and go, let's leave it at that.
And then the, whatever the theme is, I forget the name of the show. Curb Your Enthusiasm theme plays much.
What's the one? What's like? Is that
that's
it?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fucking. There we go. And that's the end. So after he does this, Denji goes. He realizes that people love him because everybody loves Chainsaw Man. Like, it's like a meta thing. Like, people love you, dude.
We love you, Chainsaw Man. Have my babies.
It's pretty much that.
Yes.
And then the Kakashi goes, he goes, well, Chainsaw Man, you know, when devils die, they get reincarnated. So we found the control devil already, and here she is. It's a little girl. If I give her to the government, they're going to definitely make another monster, and I don't think you want to do another boss fight. And Denji's like, yeah, that's smart. So what are you going to do with her? And then he vanishes. So Denji has to raise this little girl, and then they end it. And then they end it with a cool action shot. Oh no, a devil's attacking. And then Denji walks forward like a badass.
School uniform.
In a school uniform. Because they teased that this was called the public safety arc because he was always working with the public safety department of Japan. And that was like his job. And then they teased the next arc will be the high school arc.
Of course.
So
When has any character not been in high school? Is everybody in Japan in high school at all times? Like, what the fuck's going on there?
Every action hero in Japan you love is currently in high school.
The roofs are probably so, like, filled up with people trying to eat lunch and stuff. Are you kidding me? Like, move out of the way, please. I don't know. It's so many cliches.
So many cliches. But, like, I guess we're doing the cliche high school arc. I have no idea. That's where we left. That's where we leave. After this, they announced there will be a part 2. When? Who knows? There will be an anime. When? Who knows? That's what we got for the story. So thanks for listening.
Yeah, that's it. That's all we got this time. We got 10 minutes of stuff.
Brian, your turn to pick.
Right.
I'm just kidding. So look. Uh-huh. Yeah, look. I knew there wasn't enough to cover here for a whole episode. But, you know, this gives us a great opportunity to just, you know, talk about Chainsaw Man in general. You know, there's tons of stuff to talk about. And, like, I think first, you know, what are like, everyone's favorite things? Or, like, what do you say the strengths of the series? Like, overall, since we've read, like, part one, I guess, of the Chainsaw Man, who knows how long. Like, we'll get to that. But, like, right now, everybody, like, let's go around the circle.
Indian style. You know, everybody crisscross applesauce.
Crisscross applesauce. Get the peace pipe out. And what's everybody's, you know, favorite things? Like, Brian, what kept you in the Chainsaw Man? What kept you turning those pages?
What kept me, I guess, for the earlier parts, just curiosity, I guess, would be a good reason, because, like, I just want to see, okay, what's gonna happen in the next arc? You know, what new demons are we gonna meet? What new devils are we gonna have to fight? What's gonna happen with the story? Are we gonna put all the pieces together to find the gun devil eventually? So just, like, pretty much, like, there's a bunch of unanswered questions and, you know, just loose threads. So at first, you know, it's just general interest. After the whole spin with, oh, Makima's the bad guy, it then became a matter of, okay, well, how are they gonna take her down? That's what kept me invested in the second part. You know, seeing how the character that we all were supposed to simp over was apparently the big bad the entire time. And now we have to find a way to kill her.
Simp. That's a big lesson. But
don't that's simp. A big lesson. Do not, no matter how attractive they are, don't simp. So, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Never, ever simp, kids.
That's the whole end of the day, the main takeaway from Chainsaw Man.
Never, ever simp. Luke, you're a notorious Shonen Jump hater. What kept, what, why is this, of all things, like, why is this what got you, you know?
Well, I mean, it's like, it's not really Shonen Jump because you don't have the usual structure, I feel like. Like, most of the time in Shonen Jump, it's just like a group of friends, and one of them turns bad, kind of, and there's a big overarching enemy, kind of, but it's more, like, silly for the most part. I mean, this is silly in some parts, but for the most part, it's pretty dark. I like that. But I think the thing I liked the most about it was, like, the ability of this book to, like, build characters that were enjoyable. You know, I think the writer had a really good, like, sense for building characters that people would like. And then he just took them away, you know?
Yeah.
It just kept you invested for, like, what's the next hot lady going to come? You know, what's she going to be like? And then I like the fight scenes and stuff were really well drawn, of course. But I think, like, the main thing I enjoyed was, like, the character writing. I think he did a really good job writing new characters and not, like, I mean, they had, a lot of them had short arcs, but they were still memorable, you know?
Yeah, that's actually, I wrote some, like, stuff down, and that's my number one, like, praise of Chainsaw Man. They have characters that make, like, better impressions in, like, 10 chapters than characters in other series that have, like, 100 chapters of appearance. Like, he's so good at, like, making this, like, oh, here's a character, and they're gone. But, like, I'm like, that character's rad, and I love that.
But he also writes characters that stay for the whole series and are good too. I don't know. It's just like, you can't really make a bad character in this book. I can't really think of a character that I really didn't like.
There's no character I didn't like unintentionally. Yeah. Where it wasn't like, this is a villain, I want to see them get their shit kicked in. There's never like, I'm annoyed, I don't want to see this character. Like, fucking Christ. Get Sakura off the screen.
Yes. Oh, it's going to be a 10-10 episode, huh?
Yeah. Exactly. There's that's never the case. Whenever any character gets on screen, I'm like, I like them. Like, think about all the, like, the little random devils. Like, there's, like, the shark devil, the fucking, like, angel devil, you know? These characters aren't around for tremendously long times, but they make, like, an impact. You're like, that's both, like, a sick design, and I, like, the personality is fun. Yeah. I don't need much else.
There's a lot of good in it. I like the way he draws his characters too. No noses, just how I like it.
No, not a single nose in this series. Is that true?
I guess, no, it's, agree. Like, it's the big thing in anime, I feel like, is like when you're... When
they're plenty like, of noses. I'm looking directly. At noses right now.
But I mean, like, when they face directly, it looks like they have no nose. I'm like,
yeah,
that's pretty neat.
It is pretty funny. But I also think I agree with Brian. The fucking carrots they dangle on the stick in front of me, of like all the mysteries in the world, really kept me going. Like, ooh, that's interesting. I wonder how this will play out. They gave me plenty of carrots on the stick to like chase after when reading this. You know, I think the number one way to lose me in a series is to just like to not have anything new to discover. I feel like once I understand the whole world and understand everything, a series can quickly like plummet. And I'll start seeing more flaws in it. But if you have like a little bit of mystery.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I don't know. There's some things I'm like, I don't know, you probably could have written this better. Like, is the Gun Devil going to make a reappearance? Like, what was the whole story with that? I feel like they just ended pretty quickly. That was like the main thing they were going after, like the whole story. But then he's like, nope, we're switching over to actually Makima's the bad person.
You know, quickly, that's one of my... I have a couple complaints overall that I'd like to see them fix. I don't know if they can, because like fundamentally, right? Like this is what Chainsaw Man is. And I don't know if they're gonna change it too much in the sequel, but like the pacing issues. I think like this series is at a breakneck pace.
Yeah.
Like arcs will end in 3 chapters, and you're like, huh? Like,
yeah.
I hope you have your seatbelt on because you're gonna get whiplash. From reading this.
Just driving the car.
It's power. Yeah, she's driving the car. Fucking make sure your seatbelt is on.
And it's not your car. Make sure it's your car either.
Yeah, don't. I just think like the pace in a lot of times, it's just not great. I feel like, I guess, you know, this is a double-edged sword because like, I feel like I want more things fleshed out, but also I think it kind of worked, but I definitely think it could be.
I mean, there's just, I don't know. It's like you said, you built the world too much, then you're just like, okay, then I can just pick this apart and just shows what everything that's wrong with it. But he kind of just like leaves it for the reader to just interpret. Like, I'm just giving you need, you know.
You're only ever given the information you need, and like I never like, okay, I hate to keep shitting on other series, but in plenty of other shonen things, like I never like believe like the main group is friends, or like why would these characters ever talk to each other? If you want a perfect example of this, that's like modern and not Naruto, because like, you know, Naruto's wrong and everything about it sucks. But
I resent that.
I know. I'm sorry. But if you want like a modern example that people love and praise, and you know, they have their fucking anime fan accounts of currently. My Hero Academia.
Yep.
And I do not believe for a second that a lot of those kids are friends. Mainly young Midoriya and his Sasuke Bakugo. What I have read, which I read a lot of it and watched a lot of the anime. I do not get, first off, you know, why? Why does the fucking main kid keep trying to be friends with this kid? What's the point? What does he see? You know, what? The question I don't want to be left with after reading a Shonen Jump series is like, you know, if I was to sit these two kids in a room, like, would they interact? Like, how would they interact? I should be able to, like, take these characters and imagine them in scenarios and, like, know how they would react, right? That's, like, what inspires, like, fan content. All these fan, like, comics, blah, 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 whatever, is such strong characters that you know, like, if I put them in this scenario, they would react this way because the writer, like, shows me their personality. But in some series, they don't give you that. They give you, like, wait, why is he acting like this with this character that doesn't make sense of what you've told me these past 100 chapters? Why is he making an exception for this? Why are they do this? And that leads to, like, you know, when you get conflicting interpretations of characters, you just don't. I don't know. It's hard.
Just like another thing that sets us apart from like normal Shonen Jump is like it's like I said earlier, they explain everything, only the stuff that's necessary. They don't just explain, like, they don't try to world build too much, you know. I mean, they try to in Naruto and Bleach, they had so much lore. They have like these long paragraphs explaining what this power does, and why it does it, and why you can't have it, this and that. Like, I'm like, this is so stupid, you know. Just give me the fight. I don't want to hear all this extra bullshit. I mean, like, it's kind of fun. It was kind of fun when I was watching Naruto. They like get into that kind of stuff, but like, That, at some point, you just, like, you get so swamped down in it. The, like, this series was just, you know, they're like, this is my power, this is what it does, and that's about it. I mean, they didn't, like, say, this is my special ability given back from my forefathers. I'm from a line of chainsaw devils. I'm like, oh my god, just finish the fucking book, you know?
Yeah, it's just, that is funny, because they don't ever explain everything. You're like, wait, power, yeah, what's your power? I'm the actually, blood devil. Yeah.
I was gonna like mention it. Like, this, I think, is like one of the only manga I know of with like special powers that explains so little. They don't really give you anything more than like the base information. And then whenever they add new stuff, JoJo, in, you're like, okay.
It kind of reminds me of like when we read JoJo. It was kind of like that, where you're like,
oh no. JoJo explains.
JoJo will over explain their powers.
They will explain. You're not gonna get it still, but they'll explain it to you anyway.
We didn't get far enough, Luke, when we read it. Which maybe we'll come back. Probably, who knows.
But, never again.
But they will get to parts where they will over-explain it to where the power makes less sense once you learn what it does. You're like, wait, that shouldn't work in that scenario. And I think that you know, that's a nice bridge to my point. Like, I think my overall point here is, like, over-explaining things in a fantasy, sci-fi, whatever kind of setting, in a fictional setting, kills it. If your explanation is poor, which 90% of the time it is. I don't want to know...
They're just people making up stuff in their heads, you know. It's not like this comes from anything.
Yeah.
So half the time it's gonna suck.
Yeah, exactly. Really, the base
don't care about that. Yeah. So
the base explanation in Chainsaw Man is, this is a world with demons. Demons are created and powered by fears. They carry that through the whole series, and that is never altered or adjusted. That is the like principle of the power system. Do you need any more information? No. I accept that the blood devil enables power to do anything with blood. I do not need, well, the cells in the blood can harden and make iron.
Blood type antigens, yeah. It's, she's group AB.
Which, therefore, yeah, enables her to do this.
Yeah.
Like, I can infer that she can, like, oh, she makes weapons out of solid blood. They never say that. I don't think they ever say, like, this is what power's doing. But, like, I look at the picture, that's what she does, and I don't question it any further.
Yeah, sometimes too much information is a bad thing, and I feel like manga writers kind of don't understand that. I feel like just like a lot of writers in general, like comic writers too.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need to you don't need to overexplain. Sometimes less is more, you know.
I do not need to know that there are microscopic beings inside your cells that make you able to use the Force. I don't need to know that.
That's why people hate the midichlorians, because it's like, well, it's so contrived. I mean, you didn't need to say that. You could have just said, this is just a entity, or just an entity that's everywhere. You didn't need to say that there are actually life forms that reside in everything. That doesn't make sense, you know?
Look, Star Wars has the best and the worst examples of this, where in the prequels, they over-explain the Force, and they're like, you know, this is a scientific thing that you can, you know, we line you guys up, do your physicals, and you got the Force, kid. Like, this doesn't make sense. And when you think about it, that doesn't make sense. But then, you know, boo, we all hate the sequels, but, like, then they go, oh, the Force is just, like, mystic power. Who cares? And I'm like, yes. I buy it. It's the life force of everything. I buy it. Cool. I don't need anything else. You don't need to explain anything more.
Yeah, it's like, the original explanation was the best one, but George Lucas just got so caught up in, I mean, that's one of his flaws, but we can go into that some other time.
Yeah, another time for Star Wars, but... Yeah, what we're trying to say is, don't over-explain things that don't need to be explained. I'm reading a book about a man who transforms into a chainsaw demon and hacks up shit. I don't care why. Like, his chainsaw blades. Why? He can grow chainsaws on his legs because his father actually was the leg demon. I don't need to. No, they never do that. Like, that doesn't. I don't need that.
His father worked at Home Depot, so he has craftsmen. Chainsaws on his body. Like, oh, okay, makes sense.
Yeah, fuck off. We don't need that. And thank God Chainsaw Man doesn't do that. But on the other hand, I will say, sometimes, like, Chainsaw Man gave me a lot of mysteries. I don't think they answered almost any of them. And whenever Chainsaw Man answers a question, it's not an answer. It's like, wait, repeat that. And they're like, no, we're moving forward. Wait, what do you mean by that? No, we're moving, like, forward.
Question. It's like, next slide.
It's literally, you're just, look, take yourself back, and you're sitting in class, and just imagine your professor's like, okay, we're doing Chainsaw Man today. You're like, what? And they're like, okay, here we go. So the chainsaw demon, actually, when he eats things, they cease to exist. Have you ever thought about how we don't remember Nazis or the sun or things like that? And they say this in Chainsaw Man. Like, the Chainsaw Man has all these many powers, and he's erased Nazis from existence. Wait, what? Can you repeat that? No. Just continue.
I have questions. Like, all right, everybody get it? Okay, cool. Next slide. Yeah, that's exactly what it's like.
Wait, the Angel Devil? Can you explain that? No.
Oh, yeah, they never explained that. Well, wait, no, kind of. Like, not like in any way that would make
sense. They explain it. He doesn't make sense to me because... Okay, I would understand a fear of angels. Like, you can give me that, but he does not have, like, angel powers.
Takes lives. Well, he's an angel out of death. It or something.
Then wouldn't he be the death devil? right? There seemed to be something more going on with him.
Oh, wait, hold on. Maybe it's, like, a fear of, like, the angel that takes you to heaven. Or
maybe. So, but still.
Still, yeah.
Still an underlying fear of death.
Also.
Mean the power can, like, branch out from, like, a central fear? I guess it does, kind of.
Yeah.
People fear chainsaws because it can kill them, I guess. Yeah. So I don't know.
See, exactly. Ooh, these answers, these questions. Also, if I do not care what you say, if you have a media where you are going to hell, H-E double hockey sticks, oh. I expect you to talk about heaven, at least in passing.
Yeah,
you
even high school DxD talked about heaven, okay? And God was dead in high school DxD, which I think was fitting. But
we do not need... to go to heaven. We do not need to see Jesus, but I expect I expect you to bring it up. And that was always look, I've got like a list of things I want to see in the sequel, but like I think that's one of my biggest is just wait, if there's a hell and this like it's hell's really important. And then there's all this religious imagery in Chainsaw Man, all this like uniquely Christian imagery. Is there a heaven?
Well, I think it's kind of like they focus on the devils, right? And then devils are like born from hell. But at the same time, there's an angel devil. I'm like, okay. Then are there like angels in heaven, you know?
Yeah.
Like, what's going on? I don't know what the hell's going on. That'd be kind of cool if he, like, that'd be a good expansion idea, you know? A good DLC is like, oh, look at these creatures from heaven. We're fighting the angels now.
There's a whole sequel coming out, so maybe.
Look, yeah, but there is a sequel. But look, before we get into sequel, like, wishing and theorizing, I want to, like, a little bit more on Chainsaw Man. I think what makes it different from Shonen Jump. We were talking about that, but, like, I think one of the biggest things is Denji himself. I hate a lot of Shonen Jump protagonists. And when you get into a Shonen Jump series and the protagonist is really strong, that gets me. A lot of manga have, like, great side characters and great, like, villains, but like a lot of them bungle, like fumble the fucking main character.
Yeah, to be honest, it's kind of like for Naruto, I stayed because of the Uchihas, and then Bleach, I stayed because of like the captains, pretty much. Like
Ichigo doesn't have a personality.
Yeah, Ichigo's like, stop hating on those souls. I'm gonna beat you up because I'm a kind person.
So
I'll beat you up with my sword and not kill you somehow.
Yeah. So look, when we were reading like last couple chapters, I took these two like speeches that I think like really exemplify like at a fundamental level why at least like Denji is not your like shitty fucking I'm a good guy and that's why I do good. So when Denji's in his fight with Makima, he takes like a second and he retreats to like regroup and he looks on the TV and they're like, Chainsaw Man, we fucking love you. Like I said, it's like meta. It's like because the series has skyrocketed in popularity. But, like, in-universe, people love him. And the news report, like, a news reporter gets on, and then he explains his view of Chainsaw Man. Of like, he's like, there's not a soul who doesn't know his name. With a chainsaw on his head, he cuts down devils one after another. He never reveals his identity and never asks for anything in return. Are you with me, listeners? This isn't the hero of a manga we're talking about. I'm talking about a man who always gets back up again, no matter how many times he goes down. Chainsaw Man. And, like... That's a generic protagonist. That is everybody else.
Are you dubbed for the anime?
Look, please hire me for the dub.
You could do this. Yeah, you can always be the newscaster.
Yeah.
Like, that could be like a thing they could have in the anime. It's like the newscaster recounts every episode.
Yeah, just take the Legend of Korra route.
Oh, I'd love to do that. That's what I copy it from. It's from the Legend of Korra. Whenever they open an episode, they do the fucking newscaster.
It reminds me of like, Star Wars The Clone Wars, where they have, like...
Oh
yeah, that's...
General Grievous has escaped!
Of course, it's on
strange things are happening on Tatooine! But, look, they say... Okay, we'll go back to the point before we get too off-topic. The newscaster says this, and then Denji starts to cry. He turns to Kishibe and he goes, the real truth is, I'm tired of eating stuff like toast and jam for breakfast. What I really want is to eat steak for breakfast every morning. I know I shouldn't. I know it's terrible, but same when it comes to girls, too. Deep down, I want to have 10. No, there are like 5. No, 10 girlfriends. I want to have tons of sex. That's why I want to be Chainsaw Man. Like, he's selfish. And he's, yeah. Denji is doing this for entirely, like, selfish reasons.
Yep.
Yeah, there's no stupid just, like, shit where it's like, that's my ninja way. That's his chainsaw way.
Like, these are all, I think, you know, I cannot relate to plenty of things about Denji. I am not an orphan who is indebted with the mafia. I've never had to do hard labor. I've never been abducted by the government, right? But, like, his reasoning for, like, keeping going forward is super relatable. He wants to eat good food and, like, have a lot of sex. What
does any man want besides those two things?
Denji's, like, 15, and, like, that's a very, like, I don't know.
Realistic, like, goal.
Really realistic view of a 15-year-old.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, a lot more realistic. That's another thing I hate about Shonen Jump, is, like, the characters, it's always so, like, one-dimensional. It's like, oh, my friends. I'm doing this for my friends.
Right.
Not for anybody else. I'm selfless. Think about, look how selfless I am. You like me as a character because I'm so selfless. Why don't you like me as a character? Like,
that's Ichigo. That's literally Ichigo.
That's Midoriya.
Yeah, that's both of them. They're both like, Midoriya baffles me, and I want to be a hero. Like, why? Because I want to really burn. What?
Yeah, it's not believable. I know people, it's like, I know it's supposed to send like a shonen manga is supposed to be like sending good messages to the young, to the youth. You know, it's like, this is how you should act. But it's like, a lot of people don't want it. That's not like realistic for a lot of people. A lot of people just want, you know, a lot of people are selfish. They just want to live decently. They don't want to be like, ooh, I live for others. Like, shut the fuck up. You know?
Yeah, like, stop.
It's a book that they actually want to read.
I mean, you could do that, but you have to do it, like, properly. Like, take Naruto for it. I mean, I don't want to do, like, a whole Naruto thing again, but you can get his one to be Hokage at the beginning because, you know, his life is pretty shit. He wants it to be better. He wants to become president. He's got access to all the good stuff. That's realistic.
That's not his reasoning. His reasoning is he wants to become Hokage because Hokages are the coolest and he'll have the most friends, which...
Well, yeah, so I'm saying, like, it's realistic. Like, he wants to get that goal because, like, he's not doing it for himself or for the village or, you know, because he's such a nice person. It's a selfish, in a way, reason.
I guess.
He wants to be the cool guy.
I guess.
I mean, I feel like that's kind of like... I feel like Naruto did that kind of well, actually.
You know what, Brian? Good point.
I think Brian does make a good point because, like, his original goal was, like, he was young and naive, and he's like, I want to be a Hokage because people actually recognize me for who I am. But then, like, by the end of the series, people have already recognized him, so he just wants to be Hokage for others, you know, because he's grown up and stuff. I think that is good. I think he, that's something that Naruto actually did right.
Yeah.
Wow, look at Naruto gets something right. What a shock.
One thing, never again. But, yeah, it's just, I don't know. Yeah, Denji is uniquely, like, I don't, like, look, I enjoy, as, like, the fucking shonen, I'm just driven for my goal, I've never interacted with a woman, like, kind of character. I think that's what always gets me. I think that's what always gets me. There's so many, like, manga characters who are, like, you could pretty much get, like, what sex? Like, who have never, you know, I don't know. There's a lot of characters like that who, like, I always find it weird with their, like, you're a young 15-year-old boy, but you never, like, girls. Like, so, like, Luffy from One Piece, he's unique in the sense where it works. And I'm like, yeah, I'm on board for this, but Luffy, you're kind of weird. Like, I just love adventure.
Yeah,
like, okay.
Adventure. Pretty hazardous, like, thing.
Usually, whenever any protagonists are in a situation with a girl, they usually shy away from it for whatever reason or another.
Well, they're kind of like,
I believe specifically, there's like a little scene there where Yorji, she becomes not a calf for like 5 minutes. And she goes, oh, you're naked. I don't want to look at you. Blah, blah, blah. Denji would eat that.
I'd be looking.
Like, yeah, it's just like Ichigo, like, what? You were like a 15-year-old. You're supposed to be like a rebellious, like, punk kid, but you are like not. You're not like a person. I don't believe you're a person who would exist. Like, not for one bit. I think, you know, like, some manga, like, do it well. Like, I think One Piece. Like, One Piece is all about adventure. You know, I don't need them oogling over, like, tits all the time, which is So Shonen Jump has like these two extremes. They have I oogle all the time, or I've never heard of sex. Please tell me what that means.
What's that? The female form? I would never.
And I think it never ever works when it's the other extreme, when it's oogle all the time. I think that character always annoys the hell out of me.
Yeah, fuck like, Jiraiya.
Fuck Jiraiya. Like, you are a bad person. Like, you're cool, Jiraiya, and like, yeah, you're the fan favorite. But like, you're gross.
Dude, Jiraiya would get canceled. He'd be Me Too'd so quick.
Dude, nowadays. I'd Me Too'd Jiraiya. He's gross. Like, legit. Like, it's not. It as a kid, you're like, haha. But when you like grow a brain cell or two, you like, oh, this is fucking weird. You know?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like they call him Pervy Sage for a reason.
Yeah.
That's not a good name to have.
Brian, character from My Hero. What's his name, real quick?
You mean the grapefruit boy?
Grapefruit
little purple
boy.
Kid? I don't know his name.
I never
bothered to. Yeah, he's one of the. Like, it's actually gotten to a point where he's actually like, normally, like, whenever a character does it, it's funny. But lately, it's been almost like borderline uncomfortable watching him just oogle so much.
It's extra uncomfy because My Hero Academia is set in high school. Now, look, I get all anime is set in high school, but this one is uniquely like high school. Yeah, so in Naruto,
visually,
like, in Naruto, Jiraiya oogles over like adult women, and like that's better than. Trying to sneak into the hot spring with, like, the high school girl. Like, that's just fucked up.
Oh, and, God. Come on now.
Well, no, this kid's a kid. He's a high school kid, but, like, I still don't, like, it's just bad. Look, it's just bad. And while Denji is a, like, I want to have sex, it is, like, a normal, like, I want to have sex. Like, anybody, any young guy wants to do it. But, like, Denji is not obsessed over it. Does
that's
he,
a
like...
good balance from, like, what it's a good balance from other characters that we've been comparing. Yeah. It's like he has the, you know, he urges, but he doesn't like not some fucking crazy oogle perv, but he's also not some like, ooh, I must never. So unclean, you know, yeah. He's like I want to have sex, somebody offers it to me, I'll be like, okay. I'll be a little bashful, but I'll be like, okay.
Yeah, he's a 15-year-old kid who when women show him any interest, he's gonna like he falls for them a little bit, and like he's like, I want to touch her boobs, like, yeah, like Denji, like, yeah, I agree.
Been like, there, done that. Yeah,
like Power's gonna let you touch her tits, like, yeah, that's cool, thanks Denji, very nice. Like, he's not fucking awooga. Like, not one
solo hammer, you know.
Yeah, woo woo, bing bing bing, like the tongue rolls up. Then he has to pick it up. It's just not like fucking Christ. Like, I get it. That's hilarious. Like, yes. In it's hilarious in how like cringy that is. Whenever fucking Tom
it
the cat
belongs in the 40s, dude.
Yeah.
It belongs back in the 40s.
It belongs back in the 40s. It's fun to cringe at when Tom the cat sees a lady cat and his tongue does all that sound effects I just said. That's hilarious. But it is not, you know, it's not okay. It's stupid. And it's like just I guess it's just stupid. Even, like, you know, it's really bad and gross. Like, it's overall stupid. Like, people don't act like
just,
that.
It gets old, you know. Oh, well.
Look, look, back in high school, we were all those loser kids, like, oh, we just want to have sex and talk to girls. Like, yeah, but I wasn't fucking, like, I didn't, like, hey, what you doing, hot thing? Like, why? Who writes characters like that? People, I've never met somebody who acts like that.
Yeah, I wish I knew somebody like that. I'd be dying laughing all the time.
I mean, I think Brian did, like, little. Like, I think steam popped out of his ears once when he saw a hot girl. I think we were back in high school, and a little steam caught out of his ears.
Through that.
But
we've all been there.
We've all been there. But, look, just cut it out. And I can't believe Chainsaw Man, which he is, like, Denji's one of the most, like, horny characters ever expressed, with being, like, the most normal about it. Thank God.
Yeah. Thank you for finally writing a realistic teenage protagonist in Chainsaw Man. It only took them, I don't know how long Shonen Jump's been around, probably like 30 years. It only took them like 30 years.
I think
years
it's been like 60 years.
Out. 60 years.
I think,
figure
hold
it
on.
Out.
I'll fact check that, but while I do that.
I
so,
think you're like, right. I think it's like 50 or 60.
While I do that, Chainsaw Man, you know, part one is over. What does everybody want? And what are our theories and hopes and dreams for next for the next section, for part two.
Our game theories.
Our game theories. Break out the game analyzer. Now, if you look closely at this panel, Brian, what do you think? What do you think is going to happen, Brian? Write the story for me.
Write the story. Well, I'm
You're the writer. The other guy, he left town. He's out. You're the next in line.
Brian, you're the next in line. Where do you take this ship? You're the captain now.
Well, I heard something about I think that's a different manga. So what I would ideally do is, Young Makima is there. So that's definitely a thing. I'm guessing the next, at some point, endeavor would be to get power back. I don't know what the routine for that is going to be. Maybe Makima is going to be involved somehow, maybe not. But I'm guessing that's like the next, or at least like a thing that it should be looking forward to. Then, let's see, the other primordial devils that we have not even heard about besides the Darkness Devil. And again, heaven, like we said earlier, that's definitely like a thing. They're angels. They have to be at least a hell in heaven. And then that's pretty much it, I think. No, just main points.
Okay, that's fair.
Pretty good.
That's, you know, that's like, that's what I would expect.
Yeah.
But, can I put the butt in there?
Yeah, go ahead.
This series, at least for me, has never gone how I thought it would.
Right, yeah. That's the thing. It's a wish, you know, wishful thinking, but there's no guarantee that any one of those questions are going to be answered anytime soon, if at all.
Yeah.
After every arc, they take a wild left turn into something completely different. After, like, you know, you initially, like, oh, Denji's training to be, like, a public safety devil. Like, this is interesting. The gun devil, like, that's going to pop up. Hard left turn. There's assassins. They're after Denji. They're from all over the world. Isn't this crazy? Oh, we're in hell. Wait, isn't this crazy? Hard left turn. Oh, the gun devil's here. But he's possessed one of our main characters. Like, fight. Like, left turn. Makima's the real villain. Like, it's never, I guess, what they've set up for in the prior chapter. Or, like, the prior arc.
Yeah. It really keeps you on your toes. I'm hoping for a, it's like Scooby-Doo. They solve mysteries in the second act. They go around and solve different devil mysteries. Yeah. They drive around in the mystery machine. Power is there. Power and Denji, Young Makima, and the bomb devil girl's back, and all the hot chicks are back. It's perfect.
They do have a dog. Denji has tons of dogs now because he's raising all of Makima's dog.
Denji's little chainsaw dog could be like
Scooby.
Scoob. Or he'd be like Scrappy. Just be Scrappy. But nobody likes Scrappy. So they can kill him off early. So there's no more chainsaw man.
Ruh-roh, Renji. We're going to Rel. Oh shit, that's a primal fear, Renji.
See, he eats a lot of food too. He's like Shaggy.
Oh man. I just wanted my snack.
Dude, he's always scared, you know? Wow, that's perfect.
I would accept that. If that happened.
I would definitely read that. I'd be like, wow, how high he hit, and then now the lows he's at. That's what I would be watching it for, because of the train wreck movie. But
so
let's hear what you got, Nick Berry.
So I agreed with Brian, but I let him go first, so I'm not going to say what Brian did. Brian pretty much said what I would say. You know, I want him to maybe go to heaven, power comes back, Makima is something, who knows. Cool, like, right, you set up plenty, why don't you just capitalize on it? But what if we don't do that, you know? Because this is Chainsaw Man, what if we don't do that? So what if, Luke, let me paint you a picture. Brian, you too, I guess. I don't know why. I don't know why I specified Luke there. Yeah, picture your nice high school. Denji goes to class. It's Toradora. That's the story.
Oh, yes. I'm already 100% on board.
It's literally just Toradora. Denji, like, is getting in wacky rom-com stuff. He has to, you know, occasionally he's got to clean up like a devil and he's got to kill one, which isn't ever a problem. You know, we never see more than an action shot of him being a devil because things are going pretty smoothly. Nothing big happening. He's the hero, but that's not what we're focused on. We're focused on high school. Everything's great. Rom-com. You know, about... If this was an anime and it was like 12 episodes, I'd say about like episode eight, a primal devil comes in and fucking massacres the school. All of his friends, all the characters you've known and like grown to love for this first half, and it just gets dark as fuck. It was like this light slice of life series for like a good chunk, and then it gets twisted. I think that's what I want, because I think that would really, like, I think look, I think I'd be really pissed, first off. You know, knowing me, I'm an impatient little fuck. So if Chainsaw Man 2 starts, and it is literally what I described, like, Denji's just, like, eating lunch and hanging out with pals and, like, playing video games after school, I wonder what I'm going to do on this test, like, with no devil fighting. I think I'd be an angry, like, little neckbeard on Twitter and might, like, raise hell.
That's understandable.
But, like, if they set that up and executed it, which I think if any series can, like, set up a, like, complete tonal shift onto a, like, massacre like that, I think it'd be great.
I think Chainsaw Man is the one to do it, because they always could take it left turns and stuff.
So, now, this might...
I'd be down for that. What if they're, like, what if they're in high school, but it's actually the past devil's illusion?
Yeah, it's...
He's holding on to memories of the past.
He so didn't beat Makima. Makima...
It's like the upcoming film WandaVision, where she's like, oh, I'm just living in the stone or whatever. I'm doing my perfect reality. It's like Infinite Tsukuyomi.
Wait, is that what's going on with that? I'm not paying any attention. So.
Yeah, that's kind of, who knows? But that would be great. Like, he didn't actually beat Makima. She just, like, put him under some kind of spell.
Oh, Genjutsu. Like,
yeah. You know what? I could see.
I could, that's like a good theory. But, like, imagine how fucking, I just want the most controversial thing to happen. Imagine if, like, because, like, the United States has played a bad guy role in this. Imagine if they just nuke Japan, because, like, we need to get rid of the Chainsaw Devil. And, like, they just fucking do that.
Yeah.
I could see him writing that. I do not think he should. I think that's too far.
Then it'd be exactly like Shin Megami Tensei. That's like the whole plot of Shin Megami Tensei 1. It's, like, the American ambassador, like, nukes Japan. And then, like, the second half of the game is just you walking around in a wasteland fighting devils.
Genji
cool.
would survive because he can, like, regenerate from everything.
That's just true. It's a little personal Deadpool.
So seeing him, like, you know, wake up and then, like, from, like, the blast or whatever, and, like, everybody's... I wouldn't put it past this series. And I think I want something more out of left field. Not as much as Luke does, where he wants Scooby-Doo.
I'll take anything.
But yeah, I don't necessarily...
You know how the author... Okay, you know how he likes to do his little callbacks and themes or whatever. I was just thinking, what if, like, at some point the ending of Chainsaw Man is a bad one and it ends with Denji being eaten by some demons or whatever, because, you know, he can't regenerate off that or some other nonsense. I don't know exactly, because it's never explained how in detail he can regenerate, but I don't know if it's like Wolverine rules where you can have, like, a little teeny tiny piece left and you come out of that, or if it's, you know... different.
Realistically, yeah, I feel like they're going to do something with, I don't know, I feel like they're going to do something with, like, Makima and, like, the fact that he ate her, and, like,
right.
maybe she's going to, like, start taking over his body or something. Maybe it's going to be, like, Johnny Silverhand, you know what I'm saying?
Shut up.
She'll be like, wake the fuck up, Chainsaw Man.
Chainsaw Man.
Now,
we got a city to burn.
Originally, I pitched to Brian that I wanted them to do a time skip, and I wanted adult Denji, you know, with, like, a beard, maybe, like, being a big action man, and, like, his, like, quote-unquote, like, younger sister or daughter, however they're gonna play it, with, what do they call her? I think it's Hayato, is the new Makima. Like,
oh, yeah, it's, yeah.
And he's, like, teaming up with her, and they're doing cool devil shit. But then when I heard, it's, like, this is the high school arc, I don't think. Unless they time skip and it's not Denji's high school experience, it's the kids.
I wonder if they'll do, like, origin stories or anything, or, like, other characters. I don't know.
I just think that would be kind of cool. I just think, like, the design. I think maybe I don't want to see that in the story sense, but I do want somebody to do a really sick fan art of adult Denji with, like, a beard. You got to have the beard. Why?
So would it look like, when you talk about beard, are you talking about, like, the Kakashi in this book who has kind of, like, stubble and stuff?
No, like, I want, like, a nice beard.
You want, like, a fucking, like, old man in the sea.
No, not like that. Just, like, a nice, like, trim beard. I think, like, look, adult Naruto and, like, I always think of, like, the adult, like, Naruto and adult Ichigo. Like, you didn't really change that much.
Not really.
Why don't, like, if you, when you grow up, you kind of, like, look different, you know? Like,
yeah. I don't know. I feel like Japanese, like, you know, just Japanese men in general, don't really have a propensity for, like, facial hair, you know? And then it's like...
You know what? That's fair. That's very
and
fair.
Then, like, most of the time, like, Japanese society, you have to be clean-shaven, I feel like. So, like, that's, like, the big thing. I feel like the only time you see people with like beards, it's like if they're like really like a drunkard, like the dude in this book, or they're just like they don't give a fuck. Or which Denji old. Might be. Yeah. Denji might be one of those people where she's like, I don't give a fuck, so I'm gonna grow a beard.
I mean, that's what I look, I just want to normalize adult like 30s, 40s, maybe even 50 like year old protagonists. I think I'm cool. Like, look, we praise Denji of being like a teenager that like made sense. Like, you know what's cool? Adult protagonists. I know like Shonen Jump's not, you know, that's not the demographic, but I want to normalize that. I just want more fucking seasoned vet. I think that's always a cool design if you do it right. Just give me like the older protagonist, but like, hey, you know, that's just my preference.
That'd be kind of cool, honestly. Let's see if they can write a good adult Denji as opposed to good teenage Denji. Let's see if Shonen Jump can actually like break some boundaries and be like, all right, the main character, he's actually going to be an adult for once and not some high school horny boy, you know? So only time will tell.
Like, I can't think of many series that star like adult. Yakuza?
There's like, Black Lagoon. I could think of, that's one.
But the kid, the main guy is like a child.
He's like in his 20s. He's like a businessman in his 20s.
You have to be at least 30 in my version. Like, I don't want a 20-year-old. Because 20-year-old, you can still make them look like a fucking twink. I want some twonks.
That's what anime is, though. Anime is like, everybody looks so youthful. Like, you know, anime moms, people are like, oh, yes, you know. But, like, they make them look like they're 60 and they make them look like, you know, 20. It makes no sense. Like, nobody, there's no aging. It's either in anime, or anime and manga, it's either you look really young and then you hit 70 or something. You're like an old, or you're like an old wise woman or old wise man, like Hiruzen, you know? Like, yeah. Jiraiya looks like he's still 30, but he's actually like, 100. What? Like, yeah. And then Hiruzen's like 10 years older than him and he looks like he's about to croak, which he does eventually. But.
Look, just do, for any of you out there that played the latest Yakuza, the 7th game, do that. They start you off as like a nice 20-year-old. And then they fucking do a time forward and you're like 40 and you've like a fucking gross beard and you're homeless. Yeah. Get those twinks out of my media. No more twinks. Give me some twonks, dude. Normalize grown men main characters. I'm sick and tired. Look, I think it's because I'm getting older and as a kid, I could look up to these characters like, oh yeah, I'm going to be cool like that when I grow up. But now I'm past that. Now I'm like, shit. I hope there's like, can there be a cool older character so I can look like, oh, that'll be cool when I get that old. Like, make it look more appealing because what they make old age look like is fucking hell. So please just throw in some spice, please. Like, something.
Anything. Just change it up a bit. Come on.
Please, just give me something. But overall, I, like, outside of my fucking rambles, I just want more Chainsaw Man in it to be good, which I'm sure it will be, unless it doesn't. But hey, you'll hear it here. Because
we'll be here to shit on it if it's bad.
Once there's a couple volumes of Chainsaw Man Part 2, we will read it and we'll fucking discuss, you know, and we'll either shit on it mercilessly or, you know, praise it like we do. But that's for the future. And I know this time it'll be in the future. You know, they're not going to release like 3 volumes worth of shit next month. No way.
We have plenty of time.
Unless. Also, I guess twonk is not what I thought. I thought it was just the inverse of twink.
I think it's a previous
twink. No, it's like British slang for a dumb person.
You want twonks?
Bloody twonks, I guess.
Nah, I could have sworn I've heard someone use it in that sense.
I think that was just me, Brian.
No. It definitely was not just you. Because when you said twonks, it's like, oh, I've heard that word before. I think So, and like, it's always sounding in Philadelphia, like a whole thing with that. So that's where a lot of them. Never mind. It's a word, though. It's not just you.
Wait, on Urban Dictionary, hold on, I'm sorry for this, but there is the definition of, like, it's a twat, a twonk, like a British thing, but then there's also a bigger twink, like, not a skinny person, so ha! That's what I'm talking about.
Or post-twink, yeah, whatever. That's what I meant. That's what you meant.
You need more big, meaty men.
Yeah, you go read your King and Ashra.
Dude, there's some twonks in there, let me tell you.
that's a show with, like, adult protagonists. There you go.
No, it's not.
Unless they're like all really buff, like 20-year-olds.
Like the main character is like 8 or something, but everybody else is like, they range from like 18 to like 50. So I guess some of the characters get me going in a sexual sense.
And on that note,
That's Chainsaw Man. Unless either of you have any closing thoughts.
Closing thoughts? It was a nice read.
Chainsaw Man, Scooby-Doo, Season 2 coming out.
Direct to DVD.
It's a direct DVD movie.
Brian, I just want to, don't undermine Brian's comment. It's just nice. What a good wrap up.
Mm-hmm.
It is nice.
Brian, a man of few words, always knows how to use them best, though.
That's sad.
Look, Brian's got to save his power because he's too powerful. And if he speaks too much, you know, it could destroy the very earth we stand on. So he has to be very selective.
Yeah, that's definitely it. We don't want to steal the show or anything.
Wouldn't want to. We could not have that because don't fucking yawn on the show.
Sorry, I stayed up late last night.
Ah, you fucker. We're keeping this in. I'm not editing this out. Brian.
Yeah.
Your turn, I'm pretty sure.
It is my turn. So for next week, I will be picking Jujutsu Kaisen, which is pretty much what Bleach should have been, apparently, from all the talks we've had.
Shonen
manga.
This is literally the manga that, like, you know, you get your weekly Shonen Jump, and you turn the page, there's Chainsaw Man, and then there's this.
Can't wait. Actually, I've heard really good things about it from you guys.
From Brian. Yeah, it's from other people.
From nobody else. I've heard good things from Brian, so I'll trust his opinion.
So, like, all of Brian's manga picks, except for Gintama, which he picked wholly from his own heart of hearts. I found this series, binged it in a day, told Brian, and now he's a bigger fan than me. So that's just how that works.
You're an original fan. He's just a fake fan.
Look, I like to sample many things, so I will consume these media and manga and comics in, like, a day, and be like, oh, that's great, and then tell Brian and Luke, and then I'll forget about them. But Brian will stick with this shit. So Brian's your expert on Jujutsu. So
I stick with the ones that are good.
I'm too flaky. I can't stick with any of these things.
I see the opening where he does like the dance thing. People like dances or something. I don't know.
It's just Bleach.
Oh yeah. There's a dance like the little ending of the song has like a whole artistically jumpy, just nice dance sequence that does not fit the tone of the show at all. But it's nice.
If this is another almost realistic shonen teenager. Say he's a little less than Denji, but he's still like...
He's getting there.
They're learning. He feels more like a teenager than Midoriya or, you know, Naruto, who feels like... Naruto feels like a grown-ass adult from, like, day one. I've never buy he's a kid.
Yeah, he's pretty mature for his age. Although he's not. He's, like, at the same time not, I guess.
Yeah,
but...
I guess, but, like, he's still, like, doing big, like, war as, like, a child. I guess that ages you up a little bit. Yeah, this is another great classic in the making, Shonen Jump. I'm sure it won't get shitty in the future.
No, it's a fact. Once they start out good, they never get bad. It's a fact.
My Hero Academia.
Bleach, Naruto. I can name anyone right off my hand right here.
If we just pull up the directory of, like, Shonen Jump series, and any that goes over 200 chapters is going to be bad.
You say that about One Piece, too?
No. You can't say that about One Piece.
There we go. One Piece just hit 1,000 chapters.
It did. And it was a nice
chapter. God bless. I never read a single issue or watched a single episode.
But we're not going to make it here on this because we don't have time for that.
We're going to read all 1,000 chapters in one episode. It's going to be a 6-hour-long special.
I will never read it again. One Piece I keep up with because I fear for having to reread everything to remember what happened.
Yeah, it's going to... One of these days, it'll end.
Not today.
These days, war is going to end.
Not today, but... Yeah, Jujutsu has not hit 200 chapters yet, so it's still good for now.
You hit the 200. You hit that pain arc. It's,
dude, I swear, is it 200? 200 chapters to the fucking Death Wish.
Is that... You think Bleach is the same way? I'm trying to remember how many episodes Bleach had. Like 300 something? I don't even know.
I'm not saying, like, the 200, like, chapter mark is the mark where it gets bad. I'm just saying any series that has 200 plus has more, like, likelihood to be bad overall than good.
So much baggage by the end of it all. It's like, it's hard to wrap all that stuff together, you know?
Chainsaw Man Part 1, 97. Wouldn't even sniff 100. They better restart
don't
that
worry.
Number, too. They better restart it. I don't want to get over 100.
Delete the rest of the, yeah, just delete the first part and just name the second part, the first part. The part one, the school life, this new Chainsaw Man.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to a different publication, so It's like Shonen Jump, but Shonen Jump like something else. So they definitely can just restart the chapter. And please do that. I don't want to fucking over 100. Oh,
it's inevitable. I am inevitable, you know?
I am inevitable. The only two that have ever succeeded with 100, with 200 plus, is One Piece, because One Piece is, doesn't count. At this point, it's transcended anything and everything. It'll One Piece has been around for longer than I've lived, and it'll probably be around long after. Just kidding. I think it's ending soon, but...
No way. That'd be
by
insane.
Soon, I mean 5 years.
Oh, okay. I'm like, that's going to be insane when it actually ends, for yeah. real. People are going to be...
On our deathbeds, and we'll hear that One Piece is finally over because the ghost of Oda is.
We'll all be in the same nursing home. We'll all be sitting there in the nursing home, and you know, Luke will be playing his visual novel, and I'll wheel myself over. Luke, did you hear? One Piece is over. The real One Piece with the friends we made along the way.
Yeah, I never read an issue. I tell you what. No.
Yeah, but okay. Yeah, I guess Jujutsu next week. That was a look weird tangent, nonetheless. But next week we will see. I guess we won't see any of you, but we'll see each other, kinda. We'll talk about that.
Sort of. See each other.
No. Yeah, we don't even see each other. We just hear each other's sweet, sultry tones.
Okay.
Yeah, I got, well, okay. So next week we will see nothing, but we will metaphorically see you guys next week. Make sure you know if you enjoyed this, go give us a like and follow on the Twitter at @Crusade_comics. So thank you all for listening. Keep it real.
See ya.
Oh, yeah. See ya.
Bye.